From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ruling class in every culture has always seen the commoners as animals and scum. Except in a few enlightened, empowered societies that had a huge renaissance when they tried to build up the average person. And so this studying and you know, system of tricking your population, manipulating, it's been developed for 5,000-6,000 years to a science. But now it's entered its golden age. And the great contest for human destiny and our future is being played out right now. All of you listening, your food, your water, is been poisoned, been manipulated. It's very hard to avoid the genetically modified organisms. They can have three generations of rats in just a year and find that by the third generation of rats, guinea pigs, and other mammals, they have near total sterilization just being fed one type of GMO corn or wheat. And it's the same in every study, because it's not an accident, it's not a side effect. You're told that these different crops have a trait you're buying, and then it turns out in most of the studies they don't even increase yields like they say. But really you're being given the real trait, the Trojan horse trait. And we've all accepted these big Trojan horses into our lives because they're so small. They're hidden inside the food, the water that looks good, it smells good. That's how you poison coyotes. If you don't care about killing other wildlife, you just poison a pond they're getting water out of. Make sure it's a poison that takes a few days to kill them. They'll all drink it. They'll die. Other coyotes will go back and drink out of it. They won't know why they're dying. And we're treated like animals. But humanity is supposed to be different. We've certainly visited at least the edge of the stars. We've created music like Beethoven and incredible art. I'm a fan of humanity. I love humanity. And the globalists, because they've done horrible things to their own kind, have made excuses. The mind often finds a way to follow what the heart wants. And the globalists are truly wicked in their hearts. And so they build worlds as self-fulfilling prophecies out of what they already believe and what they want to do. And so our life expectancy is dropping. We have the highest rates of cancer, diabetes, obesity, every other neurological infirmity here in the United States. We're the beta test. England follows the second as the next beta test. And we're now only probably 25 years into just a few crops being GMO. Now they're coming out with hundreds and hundreds. So we're about one generation. On average, humans replicate every 20 years. It'll take another 40 to be to that three-generation mark. And by then, we'll be like the guinea pigs. Mentally retarded, hair growing out of our mouths, almost completely sterile, bizarre deformities that happen after they're born, which many scientists thought wasn't even possible, non-cancerous deformities. Hell has been released. I'm walking dead, you're walking dead. Even if you try to protect your children, they're walking dead. And I'm here even though I'll probably be shut down, who knows when, could be soon. Things are getting really dark. Or we could continue on for a long time if we back the globalist off and maybe reverse it. But I want you to remember that you saw this and heard this down the road. They've already got internet technologies to erase my voice off the entire internet in a matter of hours with the Kazaa-type systems that they have once everything's on cloud databases. So you're going to have to write down what I said, and you're going to have to hide it. Because if we don't stop them at this juncture, they'll have excuses. You know, they'll claim, oh, we had toxic waste, so that caused everyone to be sterile. No, you were sterilized by the people that are in those high-tech government reservations. I'm talking to folks, of course, in the year 2035.
Hi, this is Alex.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61% and within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The entire architecture of the internet, which itself is a control and communication system into all technological devices, has been engineered to track and trace and control the population. It is now phasing into the control grid it was always designed to be by eugenicists, those that wish for total tyranny within DARPA. There is global standardization of every system on record. And today we're getting into the architecture of the New World Order, part of a series of reports I'll continue to do. I had a brainstorm before the broadcast began today, and I was just thinking about all the incredible crimes that are committed against us, and I only wrote 28. You guys can come up with hundreds more. We're going to do big reports on it in the future. By the way, I am going to be speaking in Dallas, Texas, coming up on the 19th, and then Orlando, Florida, for an affiliate on the 26th of next month. And you can go to Infowars.com and find banners that link to that. But we're going to kick an events page up as well. It's a beta test for going and visiting more affiliates in the future. But how do you visit 100-plus affiliates? We'll try. But these crimes of dumbing down the population by design, that's in Department of Education documents that are in the book, Deliberate Dumbing Down. Charlotte Iserby, Skull and Bones Family, number two Department of Education, exposing it all. Destroying the language on record, reducing it, changing what words mean. There's big studies out on how the language, people today, 200 years ago, couldn't even communicate with our colonial ancestors. I mean, we're just totally dumbed down, myself included. They're constructing a parasitic, predatory, scientific kill grid. That's what this whole New World Order system's for. And look at all the crimes they've committed, all the lies. They're attacking real culture, wherever it comes from, tribal, family-oriented, religious. They want you to accept their plastic globalist culture that they can just download a new politically correct system into you the next week whenever they want. The bioweapons. I mean, all these governments, admittedly, and corporations creating hundreds and hundreds of super bioweapons in the name of fighting bioweapons that are specifically tailored to kill over 90% of the humans they come in contact with, while the globalists talk all day about getting rid of the population. The GMOs on record sterilizing every mammal species they're fed to, reducing fertility first generation, massively reducing second, near pure sterility by the third. Guinea pig rat studies, look it up, it's a nightmare. You're being fed this. Bugs cannot eat the GMO corn that has the pesticide that grows in it. A pharmacological crop. I mean, folks, there is a Holocaust going on, but it's not Nazi tanks and blitzkriegs and ditches shooting people in the back of the head. Well, they are doing that in Africa. I'm going to get to that in a moment. It's against everybody. While the whole time ignoring the real environmental problems and covering it up, listing carbon dioxide as the crime. Again, they're masters at controlling movements with a distraction that they use to then control everybody. While engaging in environmental holocausts that make your head spin. The fluoridation of the water, the cancer it causes on record, the deadly vaccines, their own inserts admitting it. All of this. Government drug dealing, Fast and Furious, caught blaming the Second Amendment as a false flag. The NDAA saying no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, we can secretly arrest you. The torture, constantly caught lying, the TSA lies. The ultra-rich exempt from the taxes because they write the laws. Then they point to the blue-collar folks and say, that guy who's rich making $200,000 a year, raise his taxes because they get paid most of that money in corporate welfare and banker bailouts. The ultra-rich want to rob the middle class through taxes. And the poor people are unsophisticated and don't understand that. Actually, they do. Most of them actually aren't for raising taxes. I've seen national polls. They've got it when Warren Buffett's saying, I want to pay more. Really? Well, then just pay it. Oh, you're so cold-blooded. You got Obama to shut down the pipeline bringing the U.S. oil so it won't be dependent on the Middle East. So you can ship it on trains, Bloomberg reports, to the West Coast and then to ships to China. Oh, because you care about us. I mean, these are cold-blooded scum who fund PR. Turns out Warren Buffett and Bill Gates are funding ABC News. That's why every time I turn it on, it's how great they are and how much they love you. And if they'll just raise taxes, they'll kiss you on the head. I mean, these are monsters. Now, I want to bring Aaron Dykes in here after this next break that's coming up, but I wanted to get to this now. There's more than 10 of these that I've seen. These were produced in association with the British government and foundations. You can just type in Plandopolis, and you can go to their website. You can watch them on YouTube. And they show this to kids in Britain. Now, you'd think this is a joke. This is not a joke. Similar stuff is shown in U.S. classrooms. I got Time magazine from kids a decade ago saying, your parents aren't trendy. We wrote an article about it. You can pull it up on Infowars.com. Your parents aren't trendy. They don't know to get a microchip in their body's cool. They belong to the old generation that isn't with it. I mean, I've read this on air repeatedly. You can pull it up. This is given free in the schools to kids, telling them your parents are bad and dumb. What did Al Gore get recorded repeatedly telling school kids in these auditoriums? Your parents don't know. You go home and tell them, pay more taxes because of the evil carbon. They have video games in public schools teaching them carbon monsters are going to get them. I've talked to parents who have their kids in private and public school, and they say they'll drive by a housing development and cry saying the earth is dying. They're teaching them to hate themselves, and not even for the environment, but so they'll just do whatever the programmers tell them. It's the new religion, and the globalists admit that. But this isn't a joke. See, for those of you that are older and are under the old programming, this sounds extreme. To the young that are being shown this, it's a woman in charge. The man's a piece of garbage. That's a globalist model, CIA, Miss Magazine funded. So the women are working, so the kids are raised by the state. And they talk about how great this planned society is. Let's just play a few minutes of what's shown to British school children. And again, folks, there's thousands of these statements about post-industrial world. They're going to shut everything off on purpose. City saying we're going to jack up your taxes for the earth. Here it is.
Hi, I'm so glad you're on time. I'm V. I'm looking forward to showing you around Plandopolis today. My husband works from home. He's a virtual engineer working in one of the city's desalination plants. He controls the robots who do all the important maintenance. I think he basically plays computer games for a living. Are you ready to go? Have you got your calorie card open on your smartphone? I registered your visit with Flick Travel Corp the other day.
By the way, this came out a year ago. They now are teaching in the U.S. and England, just type in, everyone to be given calorie cards, carbon tax ration cards. The EU is trying to pass it as law. They've passed a law phased in next year, but by 2020 by law, no families are allowed to live in a home alone. All new homes, including ones you're allowed to buy, are single, no more single parent or family dwelling. They're in communal buildings. That's now law. I mean, this is cult takeover. Let's continue. Here it is.
It makes so much sense, doesn't it? Switch off brain and go to work. With this many people around, I'm glad there's a mega computer in charge.
Stop right there. Yes. That's pushed by all these little globalist groups that pose as grassroots organizations but get written up in the New York Times about how great they are. All these little videos on the internet about a big computer will run it and divide everything up evenly. That's targeting the dumbest of people. Who programs the computer? What if you don't want to go live in the big plastic city? Let's continue. Here it is.
Our kids were allocated a school quite near my practice so I can drop them off on the way. It saves on our calorie ration. Well, it won't be long until the little darlings get their career announcements. They've been working so hard.
That's what Bill Gates has always pushed, pre-testing. They call it school choice. No, these are corporate schools that are actually taxpayer-funded partially, which you think, oh, I'm getting out of the gang member schools, then you're sent to the Bill and Melinda Gates brainwashing school. They fund them all over the country with your tax money. It's all tax-free for them. Continue.
Oh, I'm sure they'll get something good. Not for the little role of fixing carbon scrubbers for a living or anything. Are you hungry? Let's pop to the market as we're passing. Right, what's on the menu this month? No, not meat. It's not your birthday. The Global Food Council are doing a really good job of keeping food production going.
All right, let's stop there. They've actually announced the Global Food Council. It'll decide if you can even have a garden. We'll be right back. Total UN takeover of everything. Stay with us.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Act. Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the newaffinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate straight up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural lose and snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order lose and snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The news websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, where we stream video of the show, PrisonPlanet.com, that has a lot of news that's not on InfoWars.com, and then, of course, InfoWars.com. Aaron Dykes is in studio with us because he's so dedicated to the fight against the globalists without being told to. He's up here on Sunday. Because once you actually see this for yourself, you don't want to rest. This is beyond insane what we're dealing with these scientific dictators that run the New World Order. So I'm showing you what's shown schoolchildren. Now remember, the globalists, and Aaron's going to list some of them, have called for a global food council forever. And in the 1996 UN Food Summit in Beijing, China, the head of the UN food program, he pulled these quotes up, called for using food as a weapon and for this global body. The UN already operates this way through the IMF and World Bank. Bertrand Russell and others said we would basically cut off the food from the West to other countries until they let the globalists take over and reduce population. State Department Memorandum 200. Just type in State Department Memorandum 200, Henry Kissinger. You'll see mainstream dinosaur news on it. Said we will get global governance in impoverished countries, cut off their food supply. If we have to, we'll fund rebels to destabilize their nation. We don't want people industrializing and because we want to dominate them. And we'll sell to the public that we're doing this because of their population. That's kind of the cover story. It's really just an excuse to kill people and keep them impoverished. Very, very evil. But let's just finish a little clip of her. Oh, the Global Food Council. Her kids are allowed to what they're going to be when they grow up. Her husband, you know, runs robots, you know, that are running the city sewer system or whatever. And this is the technocratic system they're building. This is what is being developed. This is what is being set up. This is what's being taught. And it's classical, off the charts, scientific dictatorship. Let's go ahead and go to the clip.
The Global Food Council are doing a really good job of keeping food production going. I mean, you don't get the choice you used to, but we're better off than most. I think it's probably easiest to walk from here. You barely see a car in the city center nowadays, unless you're rich.
Okay, so they sell that idea. That's enough. There's like 10 of these videos. There'll still be some rich people. Ooh, class envy there. They're still going to have that going. Aaron Dykes, you're up here working. I guess because you were in town and saw the local Onion. Scientists look. One-third of the human race has to die for civilization to be sustainable. So how do we want to do this? Now, the real number is, they say, 80%. It's all official, UN Biological Diversity Assessment, 96 again. I mean, it's all over the place. We've written books, made films. Infowars.com covers it ad nauseum. And, of course, this is a national publication, but they have local versions of it to mix in some local news to even make you trust it more. And, again, when I was growing up, I would notice that they would say on News of the Weird and all this at the checkout line, Bat Boy at the White House, or President Meets with Aliens. And next to it, it would say Arnold Schwarzenegger is a Nazi. And I separately had read about that, and went, well, that's actually true. And then as I got more sophisticated, I learned, and now it's come out in the news, that they're government-run, a lot of them, or have plants inside. It's part of the policy to mix fake news with real news. Like, they've made jokes about NDAA and secret arrest of citizens. People send us emails saying you got that from The Onion. They've made jokes about all of it. You know, go through the checkout line, it'll say Bat Boy on News of the World or whatever, and then next to it, there's a plan to put chips in people to track them. Well, that's in Reuters, too, but see, it makes it all a big joke and fogs everything up. And they have a lot of radio shows where they do this, where they mix things together. And that's basically done intentionally so nobody can figure out what's really going on. Now, Aaron Dykes, your comments on this, because, you know, I have a comment on your article, satire article complains. At least 2.3 million people must die to save the Earth. That's at Infowars.com. There's a comment from Alex Jones in your big articles, all documented. Maybe the Onion should also make jokes, and of course we're not saying they should, about the Nazis mowing down Jewish women. We have a link to photos of women with their babies in pits, naked, being shot. As the group of avowed eugenicists, too. Again, maybe the Onion should also make jokes about the Nazis mowing down Jewish women. That would be just as distasteful as the group of avowed eugenicists, too. Because they were, acted out murder in the name of saving the Earth. Or what about armed troops who burned down Ugandan villages and killed women and children last year on behalf of the British Carbon Trading Company? We have links to Dinosaur Media admitting that. And the World Bank. Also, what's going on in Honduras. They just kill them for the Earth. That, too, was a trendy, cool environmental act of genocide to save us from global warming, from the carbon dioxide humans exhale. Aaron, just amazing. But first, the World Food Council and your deep research into the world government that's already in place, that brainwashing for children is already going on.
Yeah, and my mind's everywhere on this. But, of course, there's the proposals for different forms of world government. And everybody from Lord Bertrand Russell to Henry Kissinger in the 70s to John Holdren now at the White House, who in the 70s wrote Ecoscience, they all have almost the exact same proposal that there's going to be a global food authority.
And, by the way, what they propose is always in place under stealth. They propose stuff in the water to sterilize us and dumb us down. It is added. White House science are calls for it.
But they say in no uncertain terms they want to ration foods to individual nations, and meanwhile those nations have to meet population reduction targets. If they don't meet them, they withhold the proportionate amount of food, implying they're going to starve people to death.
And he says we'll also use war and famine.
They like killing.
He says if a country's doing good, we'll just hire rebels to blow stuff up.
It's obviously not about food for the population. They destroy food to keep prices up with the economic situation. The stuff about taking land.
No, it's a managed economy. Same way we can't have our own oil, it gets shipped to China. And we get lectured by Obama about it.
And when they take the land from the Hondurans or from the Ugandans, that's all to grow biofuel or GMO.
By the way, we have links. Even the New York Times admits they go in and line the families up and mow them down. And the New York Times is like, well, it's for the Earth. You know, I mean, they're kind of like, you know, I mean, folks, this is like fascism. Go ahead.
But you've got everyone in government and these non-governmental organizations that help run the world, all these people in academia.
That's the thing. They act like they're liberals. See, Nazis don't run around in Nazi uniforms. They act like trendy hippies.
Yeah, you've got the most establishment figures in the world all obsessed with eugenics, all the skull and bones people, for one, totally obsessed with the population stuff.
And every major university that we look at, of the biology departments, like Pionk at UT, it's long hair, sandals. You're like, we got to get rid of 90% trendy. People are like, well, he's got long hair. It's trendy. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, line those Africans up. It's trendy.
But the general public eventually picks up on some of this rhetoric. But here it is again, spinning it as a joke to the nihilist trendy class.
Listen, I've seen hundreds of comments and emails over the years from 2 years ago when The Onion put out a fake martial law video from Congress, when that was separately being debated by Ron Paul. And congressmen were saying, we've gotten the PDD 51, it's for martial law. The Onion goes and makes jokes, and then I'd get hundreds of comments over the years, oh, you saw that on The Onion. This is psych warfare.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And it's, you know, it is sharp criticism. The problem is it doesn't go that way to the public. I mean, if you're in the know, you can recognize that it's kind of clever wording. But the general public thinks, you know, it's all a joke, like you say. Yeah.
Well, it creates a joke response in those synapse systems. And the first time you recognize information, if it's in a horror area, a smell area, a joke area, that creates the staining in the electrochemical synapses for recognition. So the next time you hear about it, it's a joke.
Yeah, it makes you isolated and numb to that whole information.
Yeah, well, it's a fusion of three psychological disciplines. It's very sick. Stay there. I want to come back more with you, Aaron. I want to just go over the news and get your commentary. Aaron Dykes, of course, routinely fills in and hosts the radio show and the nightly news every weeknight, 7 o'clock, prisonplanet.tv.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world. Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orgicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than you did.
All right, I'm going to continue with Aaron on the globalist master plan, because you've got to understand the overarching reasons for all this. And then in the final segment, I've got all these 6, 7, 8 stacks of news that's all off the charts I haven't even gotten to. It's all at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I had the whole list earlier, but here's just part of the new affiliates we've gotten in the last few weeks. KWAP, 1430 AM with Scylla Arkansas, Monday through Friday and Sunday show. I want to say hi to those folks. WGEA, 1150 AM, Geneva, Alabama, Monday through Friday, live. WAAM, 1600, Ann Arbor, Michigan. And that's rebroadcast in the evening. KIVA, 1550 AM, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Monday through Friday at night. But they say next month it's going to during the day. It's so popular, live. KOHI, 1600 AM, St. Helens, Oregon. Wow, that's beautiful out there in the volcano. 9 AM to 12 PM, so that's live, Monday through Friday. WBYB, 100.39 FM, Olina, New York. That's also live Sunday, but also weekdays they've got it. KIXZ, 940 AM, Amarillo, Texas, 6 PM to 8 PM. Central time, they rebroadcast it, and they pick us up Sunday. WJOC, 1490 AM, Chattanooga, Tennessee, live Monday through Friday. That's just some of our great affiliates. We're getting so many new ones. You know, Aaron, that's what's exciting is that people actually have taken me up on looking into what I've said. For a lot of years, some people will look it up and go, wow, this guy's telling the truth. But most people said, okay, part of what he's saying is true, but it can't be that bad. Now that so much of this stuff has happened, now most people are looking into what I've said, and they're finding out it's worse than I'm saying, Aaron.
That's been personally very fulfilling for me. Even when I know you're not making something up, I look it up anyway because I always learn new things, and I have this enriched, like, deep knowledge of what you're talking about, and I know the whole background, a lot of the players involved. And when you start seeing the same globalist players in a chain of continuity pushing this agenda over centuries, that's when it really gets creepy. I mean, that's when we start to really get close to the target.
And people ask if they'll spike. This is a key point. I want folks to listen carefully, and then I want your view on this, Aaron. As I thought a lot about this, the most common question I get is, why are you still alive? Well, in the early days, they tried to hire me. Go, hey, come work for us. We'll make you a star. And then I've been beat up and told to shut up, and I've had dirty tricks and things happen. But they've assessed the fact that I'm 110% committed because I've seen what's going on. I mean, you see the real world, folks, not the Matrix. But the real architecture of this, not just this thin level we're kept in of disinfo and false information, it's not hard to not sell out. I mean, you can't sell out. This is the most sickening, hyper-dominant, out-of-control scientist that developed the system. It's so anti-human, so evil, so ugly, goes so against everything in my soul and heart that it's not even debatable. It's not even a question. And the values of being powerful or cool or all the petty animal level stuff that they use to program us with. When you actually become a conscious, awake human, they would call it illuminated. But that's just being a normal human, just being normal. The globalists call it illuminated that they're evil and understand all this and are conscious. You understand? That illumination is a false version of just being conscious. When once you're actually conscious and see this and see what the dark workers are doing, sell out and jump in a pack of black devils? Jump right into hell's mouth? No, thank you. Okay, you going to kill me, set me up, destroy my name? Go right ahead. I don't want to be at a table with you. Just like I don't want to, you know, hang out in my basement with a dead horse. I mean, it's just crazy. And you see how in bondage people are through trendiness and how they'll do anything if it's stylish and cool and just totally pack-driven. It's so scary. The globalists haven't killed me because we're so on target with what we're covering that they don't want to create a martyr. So they've tried to assassinate my character instead and who I am from below and above, from grassroots staged events and domino chain reaction hysteria attempts on us. Those haven't worked. The upper attacks haven't worked as well because I've been conscious of it. Attacks are meant to freak you out and get you, oh, my gosh, I'm being attacked. I better defend myself. Hey, I'm just putting out the info. Destroy me. The info is there at the end of it. You see, it's that power of the info already went out. Destroy me. I don't want to be destroyed. I love life so much I'm willing to give it up. Destroy my name. Destroy it all. This message has to go out. The globalists know. I see them. You see, that's the other issue. They know I'm looking right at them. They know I got it. I got it, in fact, more than many of them do. So that's why I've been told from very high levels to actually listen to the show, because, in a way, they're so decadent and so sold out to everything. It's kind of thrilling to hear somebody talk about them from the other perspective. I'm almost like Howard Cosell calling the game. They're so sick of the fake reality they give the public. They know there's blowback on them. They know it's actually hurting them as well. Some globalists clearly believe that I'm also, in a way, even helping them understand their plan a little bit better. Because each of us is a stage, each of us is a player upon the stage. The whole world is a stage, to quote Shakespeare. But what I'm getting at here is that, obviously, it's like a moth to flame. The psychopaths like to hear about themselves. The psychopaths like to call the police station and say, I'm going to kill another one tonight. There's nothing you're going to do. They get more and more reckless. They want to be caught subconsciously. But in a statistical cold-blooded analysis, they haven't killed me physically because you could exclamation point, highlight, underline, shout out, megaphone, everything I've said. But again, I've answered that question for you. I just think it's important for you to understand they don't want to endanger their overall program because it's all based on the false reality. It's all based on them making things more and more about fantasy, phasing out reality, phasing out our true republic, phasing out our culture, destroying everything, making people just these emotional, arrested development, you know, adults that are like children, unconscious, unawake, basically in the dark. And so the globalists basically are masters at mass manipulation and hoaxes and false reports and to use our own goodness against us to buy into their frauds, to buy into their fake party atmospheres they create. And so they're actually quite weak. They're only able to operate by playing like an instrument to the public. But the moment you're conscious, they can't do that anymore. And so that's why. They have to sell you that torture is good and secret arrest and surveillance is good. They've always had to hide that. Now, because we've exposed it and others have, they're having to try to go, well, okay, it's okay to have the TSA grab your daughter's crotch or your wife's breast. It's okay to have us put fluoride in the water. It's okay, they're okay, we did put on the insert, the vaccine can brain damage you, but still it's good for you. Don't read the insert. Don't look at the fine print. You see, Aaron, I'm ranting here, but do you have any perspectives on what I've said?
Yeah, in addition to what you're saying, I think it has to do with the pace of information. I mean, what's the real reason why the Library of Alexandria got destroyed? It killed a whole culture of information. And so I think in a decade, if they succeed in stopping the internet, that's when you might be physically in danger. Right now, the public knows what's going on, and it would be a total backlash against them. It was easy in the 60s when one hand controlled the only three television networks to kill the Kennedy brothers and Martin Luther King and spin it and lie about it, and they knew they'd basically get...
And now it's come out the CIA was there, gunman. The L.A. police said that he was shot from behind. It was the government. And that's on record. Sorry, go ahead.
When you get killed 10 minutes after a crucial election and your brother was murdered for related reasons, it's not really, doesn't take brain science.
Exactly. There is that psychic warfare, that psychological warfare, that psychological compulsion built in that when you hear about any corruption, you call it a conspiracy theory. Stay there. I want to hear more from you, Aaron, on the other side. I'm going to hit a smattering of news here, but we've really been just talking about the philosophy of the New World Order. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at Bio-Mats.com, spelled Bio-Mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Bio-Mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I do a show on the weekend because I get so wound up in the past. Started doing the show on the weekend, I guess 5 years ago. Time flies. I get so wound up that I want to be back on air. And so I guess I should do more radio interviews. You know, we turn down most of the interviews unless it's a big syndicated show just because I'm so busy. And I guess it's when the weekend's happening that I want to do stuff because I've got time off and I'm thinking about everything. Sometimes I get a bit burnt out here at work. But I'm just begging you, audience, because I love you and I care about you. I mean, it's basic human compassion and understanding that if you care about somebody, they're going to care about you, and then that builds a better world. I mean, if I didn't know a child and saw him walking out in front of a car, I'd run out and try to push him out of the way. Not because I'm a hero, but because I'm just a normal person. And they've taken our basic human instincts out of us. I mean, I've told the story probably 20 times. I'll tell it again, briefly. I know my son was only about a year and a half old, so I guess it had to be about 9 years ago, or 8.5 years ago. And I was at a La Madeline in North Austin, restaurant, and I went to the bathroom. We were halfway done eating dinner, and I came back. I heard yelling and screaming while I was in the bathroom, so I came out. All these people were standing around a woman turning purple, grabbing her throat, choking. They were all screaming like parrots, 911, 911, like call my mommy government, call my daddy government. And I said, somebody do the Heimlich. And so he's like, be quiet. We'll get an ambulance. Just, again, an idiot. The woman would be dead by then. 4.5 minutes, 5 minutes, you're dead. You know, I took CPR when I was on the swim team in Dallas. I'm just a basic course. I knew that. Dead. And I said, listen, I'm going to give her the Heimlich. And now the woman's falling over on the table. Purple, grabbing her throat. And I had to shove the people out of the way. Bug my eyes out at some tough guy because it was a crime to help somebody. You got to call the police. I mean, I guess if I'm going to the bathroom next time, I'll call the police to come wipe my hind end. I mean, that's what this is coming down to in this sick culture. And it wasn't because I was a great guy. This woman was dying. And then I got her, did the Heimlich. She coughed out this big old piece of bread. And everybody's like, you're a hero, he's a hero. But they were acting weird. The woman's like, oh, my stomach. So I thought, oh, I'll get sued. I'm like, no, we're not finishing dinner, let's go. And they were all just like demonic and angry that someone had done something. They just wanted a black boot to stomp them in the head. They wanted to be run like those people in Nazi Germany who followed orders into those pits to be shot in the back of the head. I mean, it's like a demonic destroy me attitude. But I can't get mad at them because they've been programmed to not be normal. They've been programmed to be these creatures. But I'm going to tell men something. You're not going to find manhood watching football and cussing with your buddies. You're not going to find it there. Your food and your water is having compounds added to reduce your fertility and to lower your testosterone level. Women, the reason we have the highest rate of cancer in the U.S. and breast cancer is because the estrogen mimickers and the bisphenol A, I care about you. And nobody's going to care about you in the establishment when they're sucking all the money out of you at a hospital. And you're putting the ground in a year. And no one will want to admit they didn't avoid the cancer-causing stuff. Just, it's time to turn it around now. And for a lot of you that serve the system, I know a lot of you aren't going to listen. But I've studied this. Only the royalty and the top elites are obsessed with organic food. They have it flown with them everywhere they go. You can look this up. It's incredible. Just look up Each Globalist and then type in organic food. You'll find they have their own farms and gardens and are obsessed and carry it on their own jets. In each case, if it's a eugenicist talking about reducing our population, Bill Gates, the British royal family, Dutch royal family, Ted Turner, any of them, they're now obsessed with their own food and water everywhere with them. You know why, folks? They're all making statements how they want to kill you. They're top scientists that own the companies giving you the food you're eating. Okay, so I know you won't listen now, but when your 10-year-old gets that cancer, I want you to go look up that 50 years ago, no children got cancer. Or when your wife, that pretty little 35-year-old, gets that breast cancer, and they want to chop her up, and then a year later she's dead or whatever, then you'll look up what I told you. Okay? Because the wages of going under this are death. The wages of being part of the system, and, oh, I don't talk about kooky stuff like that, Alex Jones. The wages of that are death. You understand that? This is real. This is real. This is real. As real as it gets. Okay? As real as it gets. I know I'm the bad man because I wasn't out of a restaurant of like 40 people gathered around that woman watching her die. I went over and did the Heimlich maneuver. Not because I'm anything special, ladies and gentlemen. Quite frankly, you cross me, I'm one of the most hateful, vindictive, aggressive people you can imagine. You know why? Because I'm real. I'm a real human being. I bleed red blood. I have real passions. I don't want to be a slave. You understand that? You have been warned. You have been warned. You have been absolutely told what's going on. None of this crud matters. Aaron, I'm sorry. I dragged you in here to talk because you're up here working and I'm ranting. But your view overall on all this.
I appreciate you letting me say that, too, because I've talked to friends who they say they're pissed off because their grandmother died of cancer. So now they want to go to grad school and be part of the pharma system. I told them, you look up the Maurice Hilleman clip where they laugh about cancer and the vaccines. Look up the congressional testimony where they talk about the taint.
And their eyes glaze over.
But going back to the...
No. Breast cancer. Always treat it. Don't ask why it's up 3,000%. Treat it. Don't ask... It's like trying to learn how to treat somebody run over by a Mack truck instead of don't be run over by the Mack truck. I'm sorry.
But this is someone who's a Ron Paul supporter. They know about 9/11. They know what's going on, but they won't go that extra step.
They can't face it.
But look at what's here in this satire, this humor article about how 2 billion people need to voluntarily commit suicide. Well, what is
in Australia, ABC News Australia, they actually, we showed it. They teach the kids to commit suicide.
But here, it's suicide by voluntary ignorance about the stuff we've been warned about. They joke in here about how half the world's progeny have to be sterilized, how they could poison the world's water supply to kill us. That's in this humor article. Well, you know as well as I do, it's real.
That's in the White House documents. It's been done at least since the 70s.
Yeah. Well, at least since 1969 when Planned Parenthood's vice president wrote a secret memo saying they should put fertility control agents in the water and encourage homosexuality and a whole bunch of other junk. You as well as I know that...
And then they make it about bashing gay people. Hey, buddy, I'm not upset about what you're doing in your bedroom. The point is they put chemicals in there to confuse sexuality. That's why our runoff from our sewage is so bad. Most of the fish are bisexual now, and the entire life cycle's breaking down. I'm talking about chemicals in your water.
It's not even... It's not.
No, I know. That's why they've had hundreds of publications attack us on this point, saying we're anti-gay, because they're so scared folks are going to look this up. They want to make it about a political correct religious thing where they go, ooh, he was mean to our sexuality.
But how about when Eric Pianca did his speech at the Texas Academy of Sciences and the audience of scientists laughed about how we need to, quote, sterilize everyone on
through the water and kill everybody. And they actually started crying at some point.
Yeah.
We'll kill everybody. Oh, murder. Talk we're control that. Freaks. We're in on the plan to kill everybody. Oh, we're so cool.
Hmm.
Laboratories all over the United States with airborne stuff that kills over 90% of the people it comes in contact with. Hey, cops, how are you going to like it when that stuff gets out and your kids are all dead? They'll probably blame us. Aaron, look at this article. You did one on this, but it's also NRA's reporting. New Jersey Assembly moves to ban all handgun and most rifle ammo, including any guns that have been altered, including putting a scope on them. This is out of ammo land, but you have a big article at InfoWars.com. And now we learned all over the country they're introducing legislation to ban ammo.
Yeah.
Here's another one. United Nations preparing to manage global mental health. They're going to write all the guidelines on that. And they say not trusting authorities mentally ill, Aaron. All the founding fathers were bad. Here's some more. Forced to stand for 24 hours, suicide nets, toxin exposure and explosions inside the Chinese factories making iPads for Apple. But Al Gore's on their board, so it's trending.
The whole global system, the stuff they do at Davos and the G20, we're supposed to buy into it and sympathize with how we're going to help and save the world. Look what the IMF does. They put in this...
Davos is saying that, oh, they're going to fix everything. They're the ones that raped everyone.
Yeah, that's what the IMF does.
They're the criminals that stole all the money that own the whore media that lies to you. They're all eugenicists at Davos. They always shoot their mouths off there. These are people so evil, they get off on your wife dying of breast cancer. I'm sorry.
If you can barely read, you can at least watch the movie Life Plus Dead on the IMF, how they put Jamaica into receivership, how they weren't allowed to export their own crops or even trade them in their own country, how when they complained about the wage controls, they brought in Chinese slaves to take the jobs the IMF created to save the country. They did that to every third world.
Yeah, Jamaica, my parents wouldn't go there 30 years ago all the time. It was awesome. Happy people, great. Now it is, I've been there, a living hell pit. But that's what the globalists do. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to find out, because let me tell you, we tried to stop it. It's going to roll on, but it's running into problems. The globalists are having problems. It's all at InfoWars.com. Humanity's got to awaken to defeat this tyranny. We'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, on the radio.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.